With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you live in Kansas City, and even if you don't, this thing, they were getting a million hits of views in a week for some of these videos for Cash Cars KC. And it's pretty amazing. CashCarsKC.net is their website. You can find them on the Facebook. You can find them on the Instagram. But Desmond Logan is the owner. He's the guy that came out with this a few years ago. And it's kind of what everybody just was stunned by just the plain honesty of it all.
Maybe some of y'all don't understand what right the f*** now mean. Okay, I done had a lot of people come up to the lot and ask to buy a car. You beat me down on the price. The price is cheap already. But when I ask you, what do you have in your pocket right now, motherfucker? That means, what do you have in this motherfucker's right here? I get so tired of you sons of bitches cut me down and we work a deal. I'm like, all right, give me X amount of dollars right now. And the motherfucker say, let me get back to you next week. That pisses me off. Time is fucking money, okay? You don't go to the grocery store. Get all your fucking groceries. Get in line. Let the motherfuckers ring this shit up. And then when the bitch tell you that you owe $239.10, you don't sit up and say, all right, let me come back next week. No! Bring cash. Cash, cash, cash. Who gives a f*** what you about to get in 2 weeks, because the car you're trying to buy ain't going to be here in f***ing 2 weeks. Come when you got the cash, and then that's when we got the f***ing product. You know what I mean? Don't come to me with this bullshit talking about, oh, I'm about to get a settlement in 3 months. Bitch, I don't give a f*** about that. What I give a f*** about is cash right now. Time is money, and money is time.
Our next guest is a local car salesman who became a viral video sensation with his hilariously honest commercials for his used car lot, Cash Cars KC, at 5915 Prospect. Please welcome the man who might be the most honest used car salesman on the planet, Desmond Logan.
Hey Desmond, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Dude, let me tell you, I fell in love with these videos a couple years back. I don't know why it took us so long to cross paths, but I'm just glad to have you on the show today. How's business?
Business is business. I'm doing another business venture. I deliver school buses.
You do what?
I'm buying and selling school buses.
No kidding. How is that?
It's a lot easier because when people buy school bus, they don't tell you they're going to pay you next week or, you know, they give you money right then and there.
Take me back now. You decide you want to get into selling used cars. Before this, did you have any interest or any experience in selling cars?
I always sold cars.
Okay, since you were a kid.
Because I could say it now. See, I was an old drug dealer, and I sold cars, the cars that I drove around, so the police wouldn't recognize me selling drugs. So I kept running into the same police.
See, that's so smart, though, man. That's smart. Dealers. Yeah, I'd never heard of that before. That's a pretty smart idea. By the way,
I rode around advertising my phone number on the cars. You know what I mean? To sell the cars. But the people that smoke drugs knew it was me advertising my number to sell drugs.
By the way, did it work? did you ever get in trouble?
Man, I sold drugs from 16 to 35. I ain't never did 3 days in jail.
Good. Listen, and now you're done with it, right? So
I'm done. I've been done.
So
I sell the cars like I sold drugs, right? So I had bad drugs. I told the people I had bad drugs. So when I sold these cars... It's the same way. You know what I mean?
It's brilliant.
When I had bad drugs, and I just said, hey, the drugs is bad, but as soon as I sell them, I have customer appreciation day. And, you know, I help them out.
I'm going to give you a couple extra grams because you know this is mostly, you know, baby formula.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know what? I, all the years I was doing drugs, I've got to be honest, I don't think there was ever a truly honest drug dealer I dealt with either.
Right. And see, that's why I was successful. See, if you're honest, you know what I mean? People won't tell on you. Just think about it. Most people tell on people they don't like.
That's right.
You know what I mean? When they get busted, you're like, this dude right here beat me out my drugs. You tell me bad drugs, I tell on.
Right.
Well, when you got somebody to tell you, like, hey, you know, if you wanted to quit smoking drugs, I wouldn't sell it to you.
Yeah, see, I get this. To me, it makes perfect sense. People used to have uncles like you that would tell you the truth. Now, we got to some place in life where there were certain stories you didn't want to tell. Listen, he just explained to us why he got into the car lot, and I think now it all makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. But other people are like, oh, don't say it. Don't say the word drugs. Don't say this. Don't say anything. I'm like, the truth is the truth is the truth, man, and that's the end of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I always tell the truth because... you know, where I sell cars at is kind of pretty rough, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you got people killing people for less. So, you know, $2,000 to somebody broke is a whole lot of money. So,
right. You
know, I just make sure I tell you up front, you know what I mean? And you can't complain, you know what I mean? You sell motors and transmissions, the rest of the car is free. So I don't never promote that the door's unlocked or the windows roll down. If it don't work, I don't even tell you about it. You know what I mean? I only promote what I know works.
So tell me, when you shoot...
There wouldn't be no false advertising.
You shoot this first video, and it goes viral. Then you shoot another video. When you did it, did you have any idea that people would have that reaction to it?
No. Actually, I shot some more videos. See, I used to work for the city of Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And I shot a video... I shot the first video, it was called Baby Daddy Special, and it was a old police car. And I shot the video, and it was like, you know, hey, instead of y'all riding in the back of this car, y'all can buy this car now.
So, yeah, exactly, man.
So I didn't make it go public because the city of Kansas City was complaining about some of the videos because I was at work. So then somebody called me, and somebody's like, hey, why ain't you did no more commercials? I was like, I only had like 50-something views. So I got up, and all the videos you've seen, that one that was all, I shot like 4 videos that day. And then I just set my phone down because it was just like me basically just saying what I was tired of.
Sure.
You know what I mean? You got people, like I said, I sold drugs for years, and I never had a gun pulled on me. The first time I had a gun pulled on me is when I sold an $800 car. I sold it to a young lady, and then the baby daddy come bouncing around with his pistol chomped out. Yeah, go beat me out of my car. I was like, beat me out of my money. I was like, bro, she only paid $800. It's an alternator, man. You beat, man.
So, what? By the way, did you give the money back, or did he simmer down?
No. We don't give money back. I mean, I'm still a hood brother, man. I don't wear a suit. You know what I mean? So, you know, it ain't no refund. You better go to Pick and Pull, because I'll give you a Pick and Pull special all day. You know what I mean?
Sure. Hey, listen. I think you provide a real service. I'm not kidding. You want to know what a crook is? A crook is a second chance finance guy. That's the guy who knows you're not going to be able to make the payments, and he's going to come repossess the car. You're going, look, this is what happens. This is what it's worth. This is what it costs, and this is what it does. And it's true.
Well, if you make it make sense, right?
Yeah.
I sold a car. I was at the auction, and I bid it on a 2001 Mountaineer, right? All the other people knew it didn't have reverse. So as soon as everybody's like, well, you know it don't have reverse. And I said, well, you know I don't care. So I shot the video and called it the Never Look Back Special.
I
rode around and shot videos of me parallel parking because I was like, as long as you're looking uphill, you're okay. If you're looking downhill, don't park because you don't have reverse.
Right. So, don't look back special.
Don't look back because... The past is in the past. You're trying to get to the future. You know what I mean?
Has anybody come to you and said, we should shoot a reality show on the lot?
You know what? I have shot, I had multiple people come down. You know, the guy who they made the movie Coach Carter about?
Yeah.
He actually came down to the lot. I was selling another deal. He came in on the deal. I sold five cars for $4,500. And that was a baby daddy. I want to be a car dealer special. And right. then I gave the dude his own name. I was like, well, he's a big guy. So we're going to call it Big Boy Bucket. You know what I mean? So,
right.
But, man, we have fun, man. And that's all. I just try to have fun and just make sure people don't come back tripping.
It just makes me laugh because it is honest. And it is, you know, listen, everybody's got to get paid. You got to make money. You got to get your job done. So to me, the movie's already there. Like, I could already see the screenplay in my head. I can see the TV show, whether it be a reality show or the beginning of a sitcom. And the whole time, you're just trying to get it, keep it honest. And that's the best part of this entire thing. If I only have $1,500, yeah, I'd much rather take my chances coming out to your lot and going, hey, man, I got $1,500 cash. What can we do?
Well, you know, I took the platform, right? Because I haven't shot any recent videos. I've been focusing on the murders in my neighborhood. I've been focused on giving back. So we didn't gave probably around about 30 cars away. We did a show called Smokey Tires, Not Your Homies, right. where we brought the police and the community together.
Nice.
To try to slow down the violence. And then we gave away cars at every show. We grabbed $5 cars off. Bikes. We give bicycles away. We have somebody there to help you pay your light bill. So I just took the platform that I made, and instead of me entertaining, I start informing people on what they need to do with the violence around here in Kansas City.
Well, listen, people will listen to you. You know, you've got a great voice. You're funny.
I do. And listen, I talk smack to all of them. Like when we had 3,500 people together. If you had a gun, I told you to leave. Well, I can't say the words that I said, but
right. Yeah, no, but I get it. And that's
I made everybody leave. We had a good time. We had no security. The police was there, and they had a great time.
You why? And by the way, guys, if you're just joining the show, Desmond Logan, look him up on Facebook. Look up Cash Cars KC on Facebook. Go down and see him, 59th and Prospect, man. By the way, are you selling merch? Because I got to jump on there and buy some of those shirts. I want to wear it around.
Mm-hmm.
Home of the Baby Mama Special.
We got the clean T-shirts where it says Home of the Baby Mama and Baby Daddy Special. And then on the back of the other one, it says, if the motor ain't blown up and the tranny ain't slipping, don't bring that back tripping.
Yep.
All cars are sold as is.
I am definitely buying both of those. And listen, I don't know why you're not a marriage counselor. I think we should just have a write-in thing where, like, if you got a problem in your life, is something going wrong that you need advice with? I think Desmond Logan could handle it and just forward him to you and let you come on the show and give him the answer.
Yeah, well, as long as I can be straight with it. And,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Get ready to hit that beat button.
Well, listen, here's what we'll do. Right. We'll even pre-record it, and Greg can go by, and he can make sure we hit all the edits on it, and then you can curse all you want, and we'll just have there to just go. Bleep it as we roll through it all.
People complain about the curse words, but when you are, like, in a store, right, and you say, excuse me, sir, you know what I mean? And they act like they don't hear you, but then you're like, hey, look.
Fact. Yeah, if I'm out at the land and I smash my finger with a hammer and I'm doing something, I don't go, goo gosh, bagolly.
Yeah, dang
I'm
it,
like,
ain't it.
I'm like, mother ever.
That's how we all talk.
Yeah, no, it's yeah, ridiculous. Sure. Listen, Desmond, I picked up $250,000 fine from the FCC a few years back, and just, trust me, it ain't easy. I get it. That's how we all talk in normal life. Why we want to pretend it's not that, I have no idea.
That's what I don't understand. That's the whole part I don't understand. If I meet you in person, I don't care who you are, pastor, police, I don't care. If I talk to you and in the first 2 minutes, you don't say not one cuss word, because I done shot you around about 10,000 of them. You
mm-hmm.
don't reply, and you don't feel comfortable enough to say one cuss word, I don't trust you. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Man, I couldn't agree more. Hey, you know what? Oh, hey, so check this out. We made you as a small thank you. You know, everybody needs jingles. Everybody needs stuff to run on their commercials. Here, check this out. This is for you. We did this for you.
Drive my motherfucking car.
Bring cash, we ain't talking about shit.
You'll be a motherfucking star.
We ain't financing a goddamn thing.
Drive my motherfucking car.
Yes, motherfucker.
Y'all motherfuckers.
When we say tranny ain't slipping.
Cash cars, yeah.
Don't bring that bitch back tripping.
Cash cars, yeah.
Bring your baby daddies, bring your grandpas, your grandmas.
Cash cars, yeah.
What I'm giving a fuck about is cash right now. Time is money, and money is.
What do you think?
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Look, we're gonna, I'll make you sure.
Y'all about to email me that or something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as soon as we get down here, I'll get your email and we'll send you everything. But, man, I can't believe it took so long to get you on the show. You're a huge part of Kansas City. And now we're friends now. And for sure, I'm going to put some stuff together. And we should definitely try it, because I feel like you could give the straight kind of advice that, man, we used to have people we could go to. I had great uncles, these old guys, that you'd ask them. And they would just give you the, we used to call it the no-esser, you know, and mm-hmm. and you didn't always like what was said, but it was always right, and it was always the truth.
Nobody's telling the truth. They had me talk to the youth. They said, hey, we need you to come out and talk to the kids about being an entrepreneur. I said, all right. But they say, don't cuss. And I said, well, I don't want to talk to them.
No, man, because it's then you're being dishonest in your presentation, and you're not thinking in terms of honesty. You're thinking in terms of being offensive, and that's ridiculous.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, because it's all about how you say the cuss words. I mean, I talk in front of a large crowd. Like I say, I'm part of the Justice Center. We do a lot of positive stuff. We feed the homeless. We feed the seniors. We do a lot of positive stuff in the community. And, yes, I done had a trailer made for Cash Cars. A guy came down and shot some videos. It just didn't have enough content, per se, because he just came down and kind of rushed the whole thing. And I was like, bro, you just got to, you know, hook a camera up to me and just let it go, because everything's natural.
That's it.
The phone calls I get, the people coming up there wanting cars, you know what I mean? Like, I sold a young lady a car. She said, all I got is $500. And I was like, I don't have nothing for $500. Then I thought, and I said, aha, I do. I had a car in the back. The whole side was caved in. You know what I mean? And I said, well, this is a no news friend special, right? So she was like, what you mean? I was like, well, you don't need no new friends because you walked up here by yourself. And the passenger side is the only side messed up. But she's like, the whole side is caved in. I said, yeah, I know, but look, check this out. Get inside of it. And she got inside, and I said, now, can you see it? You can't see it from the inside.
That's perfect.
So we just fixed the dent, you know what I mean? And then
that's
I was
it.
Like, you know your baby daddy going to drop you off at work. You know that. So when he's going to pick up his side chick, she's going to have to duke the hazard with car, you know what I mean? So nobody's going to be jumping in, you know what I mean? So
that's right.
See, at the end of the day, the air works. Four tires, motor and transmission, get you back and forth to work. I don't sell you what you want. I sell you what you need. So when they call me, they say, I need a car. And I say, well, I need the money. So, you know, that's just how it is. Motor and transmission, the rest of the car is free. So you can't complain about it.
Count me in, man. Listen, we're going to be friends. You're a good dude. Desmond. I love you. All right, listen, I'm going to put you on with Jake. Get your emails, and I'm going to send you this stuff. We're going to I want to try to do a piece with you, man, because I think you'll be a great part of this. And man, you know, and also, man, if you've got a car every week, like you got a car that you want to talk about, just like you did, man, I'll record it. Hell, I'll throw it on there for free. I'll just because it makes me laugh. I think it's a great service. I think it's honest, and I think it's great entertainment.
Hey, you know, this is probably the beginning of a beautiful relationship, because a lot of my friends, watch out. They've been blowing me up since yesterday. They was calling me, people was calling me like, hey, Johnny Dare, want to talk to you. And I was like, okay, all right.
Excellent.
Give me my number, you know what I mean? So I made the post that I was
going to
be on the show this morning, and there was a lot of people that had a lot of response. And I think a lot of people want to hear what I got to say.
Dude, I believe it. Yep. All right, you hold on a second, Desmond. Stay right there. Thank you, man. All right, I love it already.
I'm in.
I'm already in.
I want to find out more of the projects he works on, too, to help his community, because he does so much.
But that's it. I mean, I always think about the people, like our friend Bergen with Night Train.
Yeah.
Look, Bergen's rough as a cop. He taught me how to do LSD when I was in eighth grade. That's true. But his heart is bigger, as big as this entire city. And all the people, and they follow, because you know why? He doesn't phony it up.
Mm-mm.
He's just, look, this is who I am.
He's a good dude who does good things.
That's it. And then, you know, that you can hear it in this guy's voice. You're like, hey, man, This is what I can do for you. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie to you. You don't like it. That's okay. You don't have to do it. But you didn't lie. You know, and let me tell you, the big criminals in this life, second chance car people, payday loan people, these are the people that are really robbing people.
Getting you behind and never being able to crawl out.
Yeah. And they're going to take the VIG, or they're going to come and get the car, the motorcycle, whatever they do. Dude, trust me, there are plenty of them in town. But that's Desmond Logan. Look him up yourself. Watch the videos. The videos, my God, it's so goddamn funny.
Today, we got special is these two fine automobiles right here. Now, normally we promote clean shit, but that, these are work vehicles. I'm working them now. This is a motherfucking 94 pickup truck with a V6 Vortec, lots of power, cheap on gas, and this is a 95 Chevy Panamera. The motherfucker is running. Just missing the goddamn back window, but look, we working it now. It holds trash very well. This van, we go somewhat clean it out, but if you come today before I clean it out, you can get all these screws and nails and saws. Got some fly fish and shit. We gonna clean it out, but if you act now, you get all this shit free. Got some jazzy shit going on in this moment. This is the Entrepot Negro special, baby. You can start your own company for $2,500 goddamn dollars. Who in the f*** is selling shit like this? So come on down and get you a deal on something. Bring cash. We ain't talking about shit. We ain't financing a goddamn thing. Come with cash, no checks, no credit cards, none of that bull. Just cash. Cash is key.
Drive my motherfucking car.
Bring cash. We ain't talking about shit.
You'll be a motherfucking star.
We ain't financing a goddamn thing.
Drive my motherfucking car.
Yes, motherfucker.
Y'all motherfuckers.
When we save, tranny ain't slipping.
Cash cars, yeah.
Don't bring that bitch back tripping.
Cash cars, yeah.
Bring your baby daddies. Bring your grandpas, your grandmas.
Cash cars, yeah.
What I give a fuck about is cash right now. Time is money, and money is time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.